Good morning, everyone. I have an admission to make before I start this, and then I'll tell you what the name of my sermon is. Came around about Friday, and I said to Kath, "Oh, I forgot I'm supposed to speak Sunday." I better get in gear. But the name of the sermon today is God Has No Limits. So he surely didn't limit me when I sat down. I'm going to say a prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity today to share your word and share my thoughts. And Father, just let them touch people who need to be touched. And Father, just thank you for this congregation, and I give you all the praise and glory. Amen. God does not have any limits. And that's a pretty obvious statement. But what about us? Do we have limits? Limits in our lives? Limits in the things we do? You know, I think everybody in this room can say God has no limits. And yet we put limits on him. Not because we don't believe he can do anything that we need, but because we're still not there yet. We're still working on it. And that gets to be pretty hard sometimes. You know, when we're in the midst of things going on in our lives or situations in our lives, you know, the first thing we're thinking about is, oh, what's going to happen? How's this going to work out? Instead of saying, Lord, you've got it. You know, we always tell him, we always give it, we always try to give it to him. But a lot of times it might be the second thing we do, not the first thing we do. I hope I am not stepping on any feet, as Clyde says. But why do we put limits on ourselves? What makes us believe that there are things and situations in our lives that we can't rest in without God's help? Why do we want to hesitate? You know, when we know that he can do all things in him. I know for a good part of my life, especially in my early life, I felt I wasn't very good. I couldn't meet expectations of what people had for what I was supposed to grow up to be. It was really hard. And I was raised in the Catholic Church, so it didn't like, and, you know, wasn't like I didn't know God, you know, or at least know, you know, God existed. And a lot of those things were brought on by my own self, all of those expectations. I have to do this, this, this. I got to be this, this, this. You know, if I really had a personal relationship with the Lord back then, I might have been able to go, Lord, what do you want me to be? Take the limits off that I'm putting on myself and let you lead me into the situation. The place that I need to be. You know, and it's interesting, after I did this, and we were coming to church this morning, and Kath asked me a question. She said, "Can I ask you a question?" I said, "Sure, what's what?" She said, "Would you be a Christian if you had never met me?" And I said, "I don't know if I can answer that. But I don't think I would." And she said, "Well, why not?" I said, "Because when I met you, you put me in a position, you led me into this church that I didn't want to come to. I didn't want anything to do with it, to be honest with you."
Ouch.
Ouch. But it's true. And it's because I didn't have any personal relationship with the Lord. And Brother Eddie and Oscar and all the people, a lot of the people who aren't here today, who aren't here anymore, they all showed me that it was possible. They helped me take my own limits off myself to learn how to trust the Lord, to let Him take the limits off me so I can move forward. And I treasure my relationship more than anything. You know, I always felt I wasn't really good enough to do anything. But after I started coming to church here, it was like I can do anything. And I've done a lot of things, crazy things in my life, and I've done a lot of things that I didn't think I'd ever do. But, you know, God knew my limits. He took me to the extent of my limits on lots of things. And He took me past my limits. You know, He allows our limits to be our help. He knows to let us go too far and let us stop us when we have to be stopped. You know, the old right from wrong. You know, I know for myself, you know, happens to me all the time. I'll be doing something I've done 1,000 times, on 1,001 time, I'm trying to do it, and I can't do it. I can't figure it out. But that's because I forget where I am. You know, if I'm walking with the Lord, my limits are unlimited as far as He wants to take me. I struggled a lot when I was young, and I had a lot of heartache and a lot of despair in my life. A lot of some of you people know some of it, some of you don't know any of it, but it was pretty ugly for a long time. I never thought I was worth a lot of things that I thought would come my way. I had worry, fear. They were some of my best friends back then. Because I didn't know God. I didn't know God personally. I didn't know the Lord personally. And, you know, those were things that drove my life. You know, where am I going to end up? How am I going to end up? Is this going to be the right thing for me to do? Is this going to be the wrong thing for me to do? You know, when I got divorced the second time, after the first one, which was really traumatic, the second one was really traumatic, I became a single parent. And I was going through a lot of stuff in that time. And again, I'm not walking with the Lord. I'm doing it all on my own, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And there for a while, I was homeless. I was homeless with a little boy. And I was staying wherever we could stay. And finally, I met a guy in a parents or a divorced single guy's meeting, and he says, "I got a big house. Why don't you move in with me?" And I lived with him for 2 years before I met Kath. But you know, that's just an example of what God did for me. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just winging it, trying to survive. But God put somebody in my life and took that limit off of me right there. He gave me an opportunity to rest and to gather my senses and to gather who I was And after about 2 years, I moved into my first apartment. We moved into an apartment, and soon after that, I met Kath. And she would come over during the week, on the weekend, and take my Cadillac and drive it, and I'd leave her a Toyota. But, you know, that's just a joke. That's an inside joke. But I knew that I was changing. And I could see that I was changing, and I could see that things were happening in my life that I didn't expect, but I didn't understand why they were happening. Because I still wasn't walking with the Lord fully. And I don't know if I'm still walking with the Lord fully. I think that's a process too. But when I look back on it, it was because God was expanding me beyond who I was and who I thought I had been all my life. And he was showing me things that I had never seen before. And, you know, when you pull off the limits of your life and stop holding yourself back, it's amazing what happens. Because if you're allowing God to lead your life and you're allowing the Lord to help you, even if you make a wrong decision, you can still rest in it. Because he'll find another way to keep you going. I believe he had me in his hands my whole life now. I never did for a long time. And I see it, and I reflect on it so many times. It's unbelievable when I look back at my life and where I've been and what I've done and what I've been through and what I haven't been through. And I can see his hand in absolutely every part of it and how he was keeping me on an even keel, even though I didn't understand it. And when I needed to grow in him, he showed me how to grow in him. When I needed to stop, he showed me how to stop. Excuse me. You know, like I said before, fear and despair, those things worry, those were my best friends. But they don't need to, I don't mean to stop there and worry and fear in my life in general, but I need to begin to learn to lean on him more and more every day. Even though there are times when I don't think about it, I need to do that. I need to learn to think about him first all the time. I used to walk around with my head down. You know, I learned this in this church. When I looked at this sign, there are many times when I'm standing up here on the platform and I'm feeling a little low, and I turn around and look, and all of a sudden I raise my head. You know, that's where I need to keep. I need to keep my head up. Keep looking up. Keep looking up and let the Lord take the limits off of your problems. You know, I think everybody goes through stuff every day. We're living in a world, man, that's going a mile a minute. And if you listen to watch the news or watch the TV or whatever you do, you think, I was out with friends Friday night, and we all went and looked at each other and said, man, this is not what we thought it was going to be. But look, this is what we got right now. And guess what? The Lord is really moving in that. He's moving in all that we see going on around us. Yeah, he is my strength. And if I don't look up to him, I can't see his strength. You know, I'll still feel weak. And I found that if you walk around with your head upside down, you're usually going to run into something. You need to be aware of what's going on in your life with the Lord, and be aware of what He's doing in your life. His limits are not your limits. His limits are unending, and He can take you to places you've never been and never thought you'd be. I found this when I was preparing this yesterday. I found this book in the office, and I thought, it's called God Knows When Your Worries and Whys Need More Than Temporary Relief. I don't even know where we got it. I didn't know it was in there. But I got to reading this thing last night, and I'm going, wow. And it talks about keeping your eyes on Jesus. Let me read you something. There's a couple of little quotes in here. The great irony is that while our lives themselves are limited, there is no limit to what God can do with us in our lives. Wow. Now I got to remember where this other one was. Here's one. We have believed lies about our limitations and allowed what other people have said about them to skew our view about ourselves. You ever had somebody else put a limitation on you? I have. Trust that God has in mind incredible things for you to do. Have you ever done something you thought you couldn't do? You've accomplished something you couldn't do and think, man, that's incredible. How did I ever get that done? Yeah, I have. I've done a couple of things like that in my life. But I did it, you know, and God wants to do that for you every day. It's an amazing thing to think what He can do for you. He gives us limits to protect us, you know, to know right from wrong, to when stop or go. 1 Corinthians 6:12, and this is the English Standard Version, says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. It means God's given you an open mind. He's given you an opportunity to put all your trust in Him and to listen to Him and to go to Him and rely on Him for everything that's going on in our lives. Lord wants to thrill us with an expanded version of ourself. I like to be thrilled. I've tried some crazy stuff. Kath will even say, I've tried some crazy stuff. What was it the other, a couple weeks ago, I said something I wanted to do. And she said, you're nuts. I've ridden in a race car at 180 miles an hour. I've done some crazy stuff. And I like to try things. I like the thrill. I don't like roller coasters, though, because I don't like heights. But I like things, you know. I like to do things. And I think that's one of the things that God's taken the limits off for me. He's given me no fear to try different things. You know, my buddies and I, they laugh at me because everybody in this room knows that I was a car salesman for 25 years and stuff, but I counted the amount of jobs I've had in my life, and it's pushing almost 30. So it wasn't like I haven't tried things. And I've done a little bit of everything. And I don't regret any of them. But you know something? If I had had limits on myself and God had stopped me, he wouldn't have allowed me to do any of that. And he didn't. And you know, that was my way of finding myself. He was showing me ways to find myself, to find what I'm comfortable, where I'm comfortable in him. And that's important. Are you comfortable in God? Are you comfortable in the Lord? Because I am right now. Now, you know, the next big thing come down the pike, I might get a little off path. I'll be the first to admit it. But that doesn't mean that I don't get right back on. Get back on it. Get back on the Lord's path and trust him in all the things that are going on. You know, there's people who've got a lot of people in this room who've got physical things that can't do the things they used to do. But guess what? He can give you things that you don't need to do physically. He can use you in ways that you could never thought you could use. Be used. And I think that's an amazing thing. I remember the first time that I spoke and Oscar asked me down at the mission. And I'm up there and I'm mumbling and I'm carrying, you know, and I don't have any idea what I'm doing. And I gave the altar call and nobody came up. And I've said this 100 times in this church. I'm walking out and a guy walks up to me as I'm walking out of the room and he says, I knew when you started you were talking to me. See, I put my own limits on myself when I walked up there. I thought to myself, there's nothing I can say up here that is gonna touch anybody or affect anybody in this room. I was wrong. How many times have you been wrong? Probably more than I've been right. But you know something? If you allow him to take the limits off your life and just let him lead you in the right directions, you're going to have a lot of thrills. You're going to have a good ride. Quit trying to put God in a box. Take him out. He doesn't need to be in a box. Not that he is anyhow. The only box that he's in is the one we make. Not the one he makes. His presence in our lives allows us to rest even when we are in unrest. Now think about that. We'll never be without fear and anxiety. We're always going to have it. You know, everybody in this room has gone through some stuff. But his strength is our victory. I can remember years ago, 28 years ago, when I was training to do that crazy marathon that I did. And the first really long run that I took was on a Sunday afternoon. And I started out at Kings Island, and I ran the Loveland bike trail all the way to Milford. And you know what I did the whole time? I sang one song. One song. Victory, oh victory, now is mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, oh victory, now is mine. And when I got to the end of the thing, it started raining, and Kath was waiting for me to drive me home. She was crying because I hadn't gotten there yet. She thought something had happened to me. But I was at peace the whole time. You know, and the truth is, that was about 14 or 15 miles. And I took the limits off myself that day to go that far. And one of the things I learned in training for that, and I think it applies to our spiritual life, is if you can go 5 miles, you can do 10. If you go 10, you can do 20. Because, see, that's taking your limits off yourself. If we're walking in the Lord every day and relying on Him every day, if you do it for the first day, you can go to the next, and then 4, and then 6, and then 8. And pretty soon, when we're fully enthralled and entrusting Lord in everything in our lives, it's, you don't even think about it. You know, when you're running 26 miles, one of the things that happens after a certain point is you're not actually running. Your body is reacting. You keep going step after step after step, and your body's just doing it automatic. And you're not thinking about it. That's the way we need to be with the Lord. We don't need to be thinking about it. We need to be doing it. Let our body, let our minds do what they're supposed to be doing in God. So I'm hoping today that everybody can learn to take the limits off the Lord and walk with Him every day. And Kath read this to me the other night, and this is what inspired me, believe it or not, this woman of mine. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Take the limits off today. Blow the top off the can. You know, because the Lord doesn't care. He's already taken his limits off what he's going to do for you. Because he knows, and he knew before you ever were born what you were going to be and how you were going to do it. Sit back and allow him to do it. Let him to show you all the thrills and all the excitement he has in your life. It isn't going to mean it's going to all be, you know, riding down the paved highway. But even if it isn't, Look at what you have to look forward to at the end. God's with you every day. Trust in him and what's going on. Don't be afraid. Keep your head up high. Keep walking toward him. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity today. Father, just lift the limits of everybody in this room. God, give them all the strength and the wisdom to just count on you through times of trial and times of joy. And Father, I just give you all the praise and glory for what you're going to do. Amen.